Hi, Gone Wild Audio. This is Miss Patho, and I saw the Spill It questionnaire by CB, and I've been listening to other people's responses, and I decided to finally do it myself. It's been a while since I've done a questionnaire, so this should be fun. I will not be touching myself during the questionnaire. Sorry about that. I'm like another user, I'm also bad at multitasking, so... Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your Gone Wild Audio persona? 1 being not at all alike, and 10 being exactly alike. Okay, I'm going to say probably a 6 or a 7. My persona seems to be sweet and soft, which is an aspect of my personality, but I'm actually a lot more boisterous in real life. I have a pretty dominant personality, so yeah, I'm going to say it's similar, but it's not quite the same. Also, I did a female for female audio a little while back, and I've actually never been with a woman, and I wonder if that's obvious. Anyway, hopefully not. So, it's similar, but certainly not the same. Okay, what's the story behind your username? Okay, I'm actually really glad someone asked this question, because it's been something I've been wondering about other people, so I'm really excited to see everyone else's responses to this. But, my story is that I'm a huge fucking nerd. And I saw, when I was lurking, before I'd made an account, I saw a certain user who had a mythologically inspired username. And I thought that was super cool and really classy. And so when I finally made an account, I decided to look up mythological figures. And Patho was the Greek personification of persuasion and seduction, which I thought was appropriate. So, thus, Miss Patho. How many languages do you speak? What are they? Say something sexy for us. English, obviously, and barely passable Spanish. I took about a year of it in college, but I am so bad with verb conjugations that I say everything in present tense, so I can kinda sorta speak Spanish. Not enough to say something sexy, probably. Who is your celebrity lookalike? Okay. I'm going to admit something, kind of embarrassing. While I was listening to other people do this questionnaire, I came across this question, and I don't know. I had no idea who my celebrity lookalike was, so I went and found out. I'm Jewish, so I typed in, you know, Jewish female celebrities, and there was a nice list for me. Thank you, BuzzFeed. And I think... after looking at all of them, I'm somewhere between Kat Dennings and Alison Brie. So, that's my answer to that. Who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them? Well, my significant other, obviously. And, I don't really have a lot of secrets. I'm a pretty open book. Well, besides, I post, audio pornography on the internet. But, as far as who knows about that, obviously my partner does, and a couple of friends do, who are also content creators, or avid listeners. I told them because we talked about it before, and I realized that, you know, they're probably gonna hear me, you know, sometime on accident. So, I let them know. But, so yeah, let's see. Otherwise, I don't really have... Oh, actually, okay, here's one. Up until about a year ago, I was incredibly terrified of the dark. I am a grown-ass woman and slept with a nightlight for years. Due to some belief changes, I no longer am afraid of the dark. Yes. And can sleep the lights off. What bad habits do you have? Oh boy. Okay, it made me feel a lot better to know that everyone else procrastinates because I am the worst procrastinator that I know. It's so bad. I feel like I just like get off on the adrenaline rush of having to do everything last minute. I tend to talk before I think sometimes, and that's definitely gotten me in trouble. And, let's see. Oh, I pick. I have this nervous habit where I pick at, my fingers, and I can always tell when I'm stressed out, because I just, they're all fuckered up. So, yeah. Bad habits. Tell us the story of losing your virginity. This actually is pretty run-of-the-mill. This is actually a pretty boring story, but I'll tell you anyway. I was 17, and boyfriend at the time, first love, all of that, high school sweetheart. I was in my freshman year of college, he was still in high school, and I went over to his house, and his parents were away, and, you know, we'd fooled around before then, and we decided, all right, we have the house to ourselves, and let's do it. So we did, and, I mean, it was fine. I mean, it didn't hurt. Everything was fine. It wasn't bad. I've definitely had better since, thank God. But, yeah. Okay, so how frequently do you have sex with someone else or with yourself? I have sex with my partner, not as much as I'd like, but about once a week, every couple weeks. Just, we're both really busy and we have the opposite schedules, essentially. So we just don't see each other very much. With myself, it kind of varies, depends. More since I've started listening and posting here. But probably, it varies between once a week to twice a week to every couple days. What is my biggest regret? Probably, thus far, not realizing what I actually wanted to do with my life a bit sooner, because I missed out on some opportunities that I really wish I'd had. Yeah. I mean, I'm still young, it's still, you know, rectifiable. What the, is that a word? I'm so sorry, okay, we're gonna pretend I didn't say that. It's able to be rectified still. I still have plenty of opportunities, but I've definitely missed some because of my indecision of, like, what do I want to do with my life? Okay, wow. Okay, so, what would you choose as your death row meal? Oh gosh, probably I would, okay, I love food, like, a lot. Just food. I don't really eat much in a sitting, but I love food so much. So I'd probably just have a little bit of a lot of different things. Like lobster, Alaskan king crab with butter. Oh my god, yes please. Sushi, which a lot of people have said, but goddamn it's so good. And I'm actually allergic to shellfish, so I'm gonna die, so I'm just gonna eat as much as possible. So sushi, lemon poppy seed linguine, actually. A little bit of that, too. It's my favorite pasta dish. And the tastiest French dip hot sandwich I could find. Yes. Okay. Those. Anyway, what is... Oh, wait. Sorry, before I move on. I feel like I need to have a favorite drink. So... Honestly, probably strawberry milk. I love strawberry milk a lot. Or Arnold Palmer. Iced tea lemonade. One of those. Okay. What is my favorite scent? I live in a relatively rural area, and so I love driving out into the country and smelling all the mint. We grow a lot of mint around here, and mint right before it's harvested is so good. That, or the smell of matches after you've lit them. Those are, yeah, for sure. Those are my two favorites. What do you wear to bed on a regular night, on sexy time nights? I sleep naked generally, except for panties, but so the same, probably. I mean, if it's cold, I wear pajama pants, but on sexy time nights, same thing. I'm already naked. There's not much more I can do there. I don't really own a lot of lingerie or anything like that, so. Do you read in bed? Who is your favorite author? All the time. I read a lot. It's one of my favorite things. I'm an actor, and therefore I read a lot of plays. So right now, I've been reading more plays than books. So right now my favorite playwrights are Alan Bone and Neil LaBute. And, yeah. I have way too many, like, normal book authors to even list them, so that's way too many. But, yeah, actually, I read a really great graphic novel called Blankets by Craig Thompson. If you haven't read it, it's probably my current recommendation. It's really good. Okay, tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. Okay, well, again, like I said, both my partner and I are busy, and on top of that, I've been having some birth control problems, so we hadn't been able to, you know, have sex in a while, but the other day, on Sunday, I think, we had the house to ourselves finally. We have roommates, and it was just us and everything, you know. He was off of work, and I figured out my birth control stuff, and so we finally had sex. You know, we were just laying in my bed making out, and he says, you know, we have the house to ourselves today. And I said, wait, what, really? Oh my god, that's so exciting. And so, you know, I climbed on top, and, you know, and the rest is history. So what one word best describes you inside the bedroom or outside the bedroom? I would have to say the word that describes me best inside the bedroom is, I'm going to go with responsive. Okay. I'm going to be honest. If sex is a video game, my body is easy mode. Everything just feels awesome. I'm just really sensitive when I'm aroused. So everything just feels great. So honestly, if you grab my ass and bite my nipple, I am yours. I am a puddle in the bed, and there you go. End of story. You know, so I also orgasm pretty easily. So yes, responsive. I just, every touch just feels awesome to me. So outside the bedroom, I'm gonna say gregarious. I'm really outgoing and I'm really extroverted. I just enjoy being around people and learning about people. And so this questionnaire is fantastic. I'm glad a lot of people are taking it. But yeah, so I'm very people oriented. Do I have any tattoos or piercings? I just have my earlobes pierced. I have considered off and on getting a belly button tattoo. A piercing, sorry. Belly button piercing, just because I like the way they look, but I probably won't. Tattoos, I really like the idea, but I'm a super wimp when it comes to, non-sexual pain. I am such a wimp, so I doubt I'll ever get one. Have you ever come without touching your penis or pussy? Alright, well, actually, about that, a fun fact about Miss Patho. I, have the ability to come whenever I want, honestly. I can just do it. I can orgasm on command. It's not as good as you think it is. It's never as good as, you know, an orgasm after masturbating or having sex. Or, you know, having, you know, some kind of manual or oral stimulation. Not as good. But it gets the job done. So the story behind this is that my last boyfriend, we experimented a bit with orgasm denial. And So essentially, I would get really close and have to wait for him to tell me to come. And eventually, so this kept happening, and eventually it got to the point where he could just say it and I could do it, even if I wasn't actually close. So I all because honestly, all orgasms are is a contraction of the muscles, and so I just figured out what, which muscles those were, and there you go. Insta orgasm. But okay, so that's fun fact. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? I'm gonna be honest. I have no idea. It's some ridiculous, stupid high number. Because like I said before, I do come really easily compared to a lot of people. I feel like I'm bragging. I'm so sorry. It's really not meant to be that way. I told you, it's easy mode. It just happened. I'm pretty sure. Just a stupid amount of times after masturbating for a while. Yes, I am multi-orgasmic. What is on your sexual bucket list? Well, a lot of things, I think, I feel like. Okay. It's a pretty common answer, but I haven't actually done it, so I'll say threesomes. With another female, that would be my. I really like the idea of my partner fucking another girl in front of me while I watch. I'm such a voyeur. So that for sure. And an actual good, like, an enjoyable, two male and me, threesome. Long story. Essentially, we don't talk to that guy anymore. He's an asshole. So, yeah. So yes, okay, so those for sure. Those are the big ones. Oh shoot. Okay. I know I have more, especially since joining this. I'd really actually okay. I didn't used to be into fear play at all until but we have some really talented fear play content creators here, and so that's something I'd really like to actually experience as some actual fear play. And yes, probably those are like my top things. I'm so sorry, my mind is blank. Pressure. So we'll go with those. And honestly, if I could just introduce more spanking into my life, that would just be awesome. In general. So, okay, describe what an orgasm feels like to you. Hopefully, we'll have an orgasm. Damn it, now I feel bad. I'm sorry. So an orgasm feels to me. It feels like a building up of pressure in my pussy. And as I get closer, it's just, like everything just starts getting really tight and tense, and everything gets really hot. When I finally come, it feels like just a violent explosion of all of that tension. And I tense up, everything constricts, and I just vibrate for a while. I get aftershocks if I just sit after I come, and I just sit and I just twitch for a while and breathe heavily. Yes. So yeah. All right, thank you for listening to my little ramble and enduring the awkwardness that was this questionnaire for me. All right. Thank you so much, and I will hopefully hear you all soon.